You are listening to the Fit Figure Formula podcast. I help female perfectionists beat self-sabotage and lose the weight for good using the Fit Figure Formula coaching program. I'm your host, Stephanie Riles, registered dietitian, personal trainer, and mindset transformation coach. If you've been struggling with all or nothing thinking, negative self-talk, or self-sabotage, this is the podcast for you. Learn how to get consistent and become the best version of yourself from the inside out. So let's get started. Hello and welcome to the episode. So today is a very special podcast episode because I'm going to be sharing a pre-recorded client interview. So inside the Fit Figure Formula, you will get a dietitian inside your back pocket. So I have a private coaching app where my clients and I communicate, and it's also where I literally walk them through every single day. I tell them exactly what steps to take. And by the end of 16 weeks, my clients are confidently planning their own meals. They have had a mindset shift. They're showing up for themselves. And I want you to hear straight from them how the Fit Figure Formula has been so transformational. So go ahead and check out this episode. If anything resonates with you and you're wondering, can I help you inside the Fit Figure Formula? What you'll want to do is check out the show notes. In the show notes, there is a link for you to connect with me. You can apply to join the Fit Figure Formula, and you can also download a freebie so that you can get a little taste of what it's like and what kind of support that I offer. So sit back and enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome everyone to this really special episode. So today I'm actually going to be interviewing a current client who has been killing it inside of the formula. And I kind of wanted to get her insider's perspective on what it's like to be a client of mine, what you can expect when you're joining the formula. So welcome, Jennifer, and thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So let me first start with, what is it that you were struggling with before joining the formula? And like, why were you looking for a coach in the first place?
So it's kind of twofold. Mainly, I had been prioritizing basically everyone but me. I was very focused on being wife, mom, PTA person, like everything but myself. And then also I have had a number of injuries over the years that just have made it hard to be as active as I would like. But really the turning point was turning 40 just before Christmas and looking at myself and saying, okay, I'm not happy with where I am. I need to do something about this.
Okay. So you weren't prioritizing yourself. And I know we've coached a lot around that.
Yes.
And then your birthday. So I'm just curious. What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Yes. Okay. So you decided to get coaching. So were you looking for a coach like actively before you joined the program, or did you just happen to, I know your family member is another member of the formula. Like, how did you decide that this was the program?
I wasn't necessarily looking for a coach. Like, I didn't really know what to do. I just knew I wasn't happy. And then my aunt, who is a client, added me to your Facebook group. And it was like, oh, this is interesting. This might be a direction I need to go. And the more I listened, the more I looked at posts, the more I started listening to the podcast, like, okay, there's something here.
Oh, so were you listening to the podcast? I did not. You know, I forget that people listen to my podcast. I just produce these. And then like, people are like, oh yeah, I was listening to your podcast. I'm like, oh yeah, this is out into the world. So thank you for listening. So you weren't really looking, but then you kind of saw some of the messaging and you're like, oh, I think this might be something that I could benefit from.
Yes.
What were some of the fears that you had in terms of like signing up?
Probably the biggest fear, of course, was the financial component to it. You know, when you've tried to lose weight and been unsuccessful previously, your first thought is like, oh gosh, I'm going to spend my money and, you know, fail again.
Right.
Other things that I thought about were just knowing, like, I'm an accountant, that's my profession, and I know what my year looks like. So, you know, in January, when I was thinking about joining, I'm like, oh gosh, we're heading into like my craziest time of year. You know, does it make sense to be committing to something new and a little expensive, knowing that I might not have the time. And then probably the final thing is just I've been in a very stressful situation in my personal life for quite some time now. And it, again, it was kind of that same question of like, is this the right time or do I need to wait until I'm, you know, out of this situation or things are calmer?
Right. Okay. So what I heard was, this is an investment and am I going to get the result that I want after spending money? And I think that is such a big fear of a lot of clients because by the time you get to me, you typically tried several things and some of them work for a little while, but if you're still searching or in need of help in this area, it didn't stick for whatever reason. What is it that made you join anyway, despite the fact that you felt like you were a little bit hesitant about the investment and you felt like, I'm not sure if this is the right time? What made you do it anyway?
Honestly, it was you. In our initial conversation, you asked me the question, like, why wouldn't you want support through your hardest time of year? And for me, that was like, okay, that's it. You know, this, it is a hard time of year and there's not a whole lot that can be done about it. So yes, let me take the support. Let me have, you know, someone else to lean on and push me through during this hard time.
Yeah. And that is, I'm glad that you mentioned that because I always think of it like we will figure out or talk ourselves out of getting help. Especially because we've talked about your tendency to not prioritize yourself. And it's like, there's always going to be a reason why it's not a good time or why you can't make the investment because you're not sure if you'll get the result. Like there's always going to be that underlying reason why this, it might not be a good time or it might be too much. Like there's always going to be that. But I think in terms of what I said on the call was being able to get support during your hardest time, that makes so much sense. Instead of waiting until like things are quote unquote calmer and then signing up and then you don't know how to handle your health behaviors in another big busy season because another busy season is coming.
Right.
So I guess kind of tell us more about like what was your favorite part of the program? Like tell us more about like what your experience has been like and like what were you expecting? I'm kind of curious. Like what were you expecting and then what was your what's been your favorite part?
I don't know that I had any real expectations. I mean, I guess when you think about like all the different diets, weight loss journeys, whatever you want to call it, you know, typically it's like restrict everything and, you know, exercise and that's about it. So that probably was what was in my mind. And what I think I have enjoyed most is that change has been small and manageable. I'm a person who's very driven by like getting things done. And so from the very beginning, there's been tasks every day that I can check off and feel successful, which for me is a huge driver. If I can check something off a list, yes, I'm winning. It's been a very manageable pace. So I think when I first got started, like the first things I did was eat breakfast, which, you know, was a struggle in itself, but that's manageable. You can eat a meal. That's not hard. And I haven't had to really restrict anything. So for me, like the biggest thing is just the slow pace of the changes that have been made.
Yeah. And I like what you said about thinking about it as a win because I'm such a checklist person as well. Like it makes me feel really good to like check off the box and like see like, okay, yes, I have done some things and making it small. So I think so many times when I do onboard clients, they are bracing for me to change everything. They're bracing for me to tell them, don't eat this, don't eat this, don't eat this. And like really hyper focus on what not to do. And I never tell y'all, don't eat this. I'm like, okay, can like now that you are understanding like how to build your own plate and you have planned your day and you're getting more confident with hitting your numbers, It's like, can that fit in?
Right.
You tell me, you know? So what do you think has been some of the biggest changes in terms of your mindset, habits, lifestyle, anything you want to share there?
Well, gosh, there's so many things. Probably the biggest change for me was I had an issue with drinking cherry Coke. Definitely drank, you know, at least two a day. And I didn't think that I would be able to kick that habit. It just wasn't something I saw in my future. And not only did I kick it, I don't drink regular sodas at all. I've made a complete switch mm-hmm. to zero sugar sodas, which I didn't like before. That's a big one for me, definitely. I feel like my...
And what helped you get there, though? Like, what helped you do that? Because I didn't say don't drink those.
No, you never said don't drink them. What you said was measure out how much sugar is in them. And, you know, mm-hmm. I always knew they were bad for me. I knew I shouldn't be drinking mm-hmm. them at all, but certainly mm-hmm. not as much as I was. But like that visual of how much sugar was in a single bottle, it was like, okay, yeah, no, this has got to go. And so I just stopped one day. I didn't buy them anymore. And, you know, it was hard at first. I will admit, like, it took me a few days to like not want one, but now it's like, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So I know that was a big habit that changed. And again, it was not from a restrictive place of like, I can't have this anymore, but it sounds like you just made a choice that like, yeah, I don't really want to do this. I know that I have a habit of it, but I actually don't want to. So it was more of like a decision that you made on your part, which is a big component of the program, is like you making decisions, you being the CEO, you being the boss, you being the one that decides if I have the drink or not, if I have the cake or not. Like, instead of being either unaware or just feel like I can't control this, like understanding that you are in control. Any other either mindset or lifestyle changes that you've noticed?
Yeah, coaching. So I think my lifestyle has changed pretty dramatically in that, like, now I'm, you know, when I'm bored or have downtime, like, I'm like, okay, let's go take a walk. Let's go on a hike. Like, my kids and I go hiking now. That's not something we did before. You know, I want to be much more active with them. And I actually feel like I have the energy now to go out and do these things with them. So that's a huge change for me. What else? My mindset, like, I feel like I have a lot more confidence. I feel more empowered to make decisions for myself. And then, you know, I still have a ways to go, but certainly, you know, I'm higher on my priority list than I used to be.
I think that the lifestyle change, you've put this in our Wins channel a few times of like, you going out with your kids and you have the energy. And I think I posted a story about it the other day about like, here's my client. She said that this hike was easier than before. And I'm like, the hike is still the same. Like, yeah. The way that I think about it is like, the hike was still the same, but you are better.
Yes.
Like, you have more stamina.
Yes.
And I think that like, we sometimes are like, in our health journey, we're waiting for it to be easier, like for this just to feel like a habit, and so that I can just do it automatically. But when you're focused on the circumstances being easier, it's like you're not realizing that the work is within yourself and you are the one that is making it easier. You're going to get better with managing your own self-sabotage. You're going to get better with managing your emotions and not having to go to food. And, you know, using your mental tools that you can use in order to manage your emotions and your mental. And then it'll feel like the hike is easier, but it's right. Actually, you're just stronger. And I think like that's such a way to think about it. But I understand what you were saying. Like, it probably did feel easier. And it's just like, oh, this wasn't as bad as it was before,
it was
which more. I love. Because then we're also cultivating like a new way of living for your kids. Like, if yes. you weren't hiking before, we're hiking now. So that's amazing. I love that. And then you mentioned confidence as well. Can you just kind of speak to that? Like, when you feel more confident, how is that changing your life and like what you're doing? How is the confidence changing your lifestyle?
I think I spent a lot of time like analyzing and worrying about things. And now I'm just like, let's just try it. So I'm not like sitting in indecision. I'm doing things. I'm taking action. And if it's the wrong action, you know, I'll deal with the consequences of that, but it's better than just not doing anything.
So you're trying more things and being more willing to,
yes,
to fail if that is what's going to happen.
That's right.
So what do you think has been like the most helpful tools that you've learned?
I think one of the things was just like revisiting the whole idea of like nutrition facts and looking at the labels on the foods that we eat. One of the things that I realized is that out of convenience, I ate out a whole lot more. I realized very quickly that by doing that, you lose sight of what a proper portion should be. Even when you think you're eating healthy, you know, it turns out you're overeating because you're eating like three times what you should be. So for me, like getting kind of back to basics, helped remind me of like what my plate should look like, what a portion is. You know, I think differently about the foods that I eat. I'd rather, instead of having that cherry Coke that's 120 calories, I'd rather have some food. Mm-hmm. So just like really getting back to the basics and understanding, you know, kind of the things they teach you in elementary school about your food and, you know, you used to learn about the food pyramid and things like that.
Before you act different and you have like this consistency with your actions, you have to be thinking different too in order to do that. So what do you think has been the most helpful mindset tools?
I think that it's a combination of things. So there were a lot of videos we watched where it wasn't necessarily the content of the video that like changed me, but the internal dialogue I had with myself after watching the video. Like I've had to do a lot of like turning inward and focusing on myself and my wants and what's important to me, which since I wasn't prioritizing myself, clearly I wasn't doing those things. And I think just mm-hmm. focusing on me has just like helped me figure out who I want to be, where I want to go, things I want to do. And it just makes me, you know, just want to be different. Yeah. And then I was resistant to them, but affirmations, as well have been kind of that final thing pushing me, you know, in a different direction, like realizing I am capable. I deserve to take up space, you know, all the things that I'm telling myself, like I am internalizing those. And I think it is helping me to show up differently.
So tell me more about your resistance, because I don't know if I do that.
It's not that maybe resistance isn't the right word, but it's definitely work that I have not done. Like mm-hmm. focusing on myself in the past has made me very uncomfortable. It's just not something I've done. So when I'm asked to do it, it's like, but why? I don't want to. And so, you know, we had to start affirmations. Like, oh gosh, you know, I don't know about this, but it definitely has helped to turn the corner.
Yeah, I've definitely had clients before. Well, I had one client who told me, she was like, are you going to make me do a lot of woo-woo stuff? And by the end, she was doing all the woo-woo things. She did amazing. And I think like, especially for you, because one of your core issues is like prioritizing yourself, paying attention to yourself. And so then when we think, okay, what powerful thoughts do I want to think about myself? I have to ask myself, okay, what do I want? And sometimes just that simple question is something that we haven't asked ourselves. Mm-hmm. What do I want? How do I want to think about myself? And it requires a lot of silence and a lot of introspective like work. And that's the work I think that if you do have like some uncomfortableness or some resistance to it, it's like, oh, I have to go inward for this. And that isn't always comfortable or sometimes isn't a safe place for people because either they've been neglecting that part of them, or they've been so mean to themselves that they don't even want to go in inward, because that's not a safe place. So I definitely think that you're not the only one. You're not the only one that has had resistance. But I do think that it is such a game changer to think about yourself on purpose and to like listen to your inner voice and decide what I want to do, what I want to think. So I do this work. I was doing this late last night. I couldn't sleep. I was up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning last night, and like literally my journal, I like was asking myself questions and just writing like what comes up. And then I see what's in my brain. Like I still do that. It's a very valuable tool. What would you say to someone who's considering joining the formula, but maybe on the fence?
I mean, I guess my biggest question is like, why not? You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Like if what you've been trying is not working, like why not try something new? And just to give an analogy, like I describe this process as like learning how to ride a bike with training wheels. So it's been me this whole time pedaling. I'm the one who's doing the work. But you and your program are there, you know, if I veer too far in one direction or the other, are there to kind of push me back and keep me up going on my way. So why not?
I love when I have a guest on and a former client and I ask that question and y'all answer the question with a question. I'm like, y'all have been listening. You have been listening, okay? Quality questions. When you ask your brain a question, your brain's going to try to figure out, well, why not? Why would I not get support? Why would I not get help with something that I've been struggling with? And I've been doing it every time I've, you know, joined a program. It's been, don't eat this, eat this, don't eat that, work out super hard, don't ever take a break, go hard, 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 versus going inward.
Right.
Right. And so we talked about how that can be a little bit intimidating, but I really pride myself on being supportive and there for my clients. So I'm not going to leave you hanging. I understand that the process of going inward is uncomfortable sometimes, but it is the work that is going to change your entire lifestyle. And it's the part that I love. It's the part that I love the most. So just to recap, what have you been your biggest wins? And then we'll kind of close out.
Yeah, I think the main thing is just this feels like me. You know, I'm not worried that when the program ends that I won't be able to maintain this. I have been able to make slow incremental changes, but still feel like me. And in fact, I feel like a better me. You know, my mindset has shifted. I'm reprioritizing myself. I have a better relationship with food. I have more energy to get out there with my kids, which is, you know, always the ultimate goal. Yeah, I'm a better me. And I feel like this is not something that's just going to stop because the 16 weeks are over.
Yeah. And I always say, like, this is not about the program. Like, I have a step-by-step process. I tell you, you know, what to do. I give you a blueprint, like what to do every day. But it's not about my program. It is about you finding that flow. And so I love that you built that confidence that you feel like, hey, I can continue to do this. So Jennifer, thank you so much for being here. I am excited to share this with the audience. So if you have been struggling with your mindset, with your health journey, you can apply to join the Fit Figure Formula. So if you're listening to this in real time, open enrollment is happening right now. So if you have questions, go to the show notes and just send me a DM on Facebook. You can also just apply to work with me with the link in the show notes right now. And on this call, all we'll do is I'll get to know you a little bit better and we will talk more about what you need and decide if it's a good fit. So thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Figure Formula podcast. If you're new here and you're struggling with your fitness journey, I invite you to take a super simple next step. Click the link in the show notes for a free training. If listening to this podcast has been helpful, imagine being inside the Formula Coaching Program. You can apply for coaching with the link in the show notes. I hope to see you inside. Thank you.